Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the City's podcast. It is estimated that on any given day in Illinois, more than 10,000 people face homelessness. It could be a military veteran. It could be a family with young children. It could be young people themselves, 18 to 24. It just could be anyone. It also begs the question, could it be solved? Illinois now has a new state homelessness director, Christine Haley, who is tasked with coordinating state efforts to reduce home insecurity in the state. We talked with her about the challenges she now faces. What do you think is your main role right now?
Well, thank you so much for inviting me to talk with you all today. So we really see that homelessness is a solvable problem, and it's a problem in which that no member of our community should be living in the street or in their car or in their tent, especially as cold weather is approaching for us. So our main issue and our desire and goal right now is to understand that every man, woman, and child who lives in the state of Illinois is stable in their home, that they're safe in their home, and that no one will be homeless, fall into homelessness again in our state.
Now, as you know, there are so many agencies. I mean, you think of Humility of Mary in the Quad Cities, or you think of the Salvation Army. You think of all of the resources that are already being done on the private sector. And then, of course, the states are all having their agencies as well. Is this a duplication of services, or how does this help mainstream or streamline, I should say, the services that are already here?
Absolutely. And that is our goal, is to ensure that we are working effectively, that we are working efficiently. So within the state, there are 19 what are called continuums of care. In that, they are the policy and planning body around homelessness. And in the Quad Cities, we have projects now under the leadership of Reverend Ford and Ron Lund, who are really looking at how do we coordinate and across cities within the Quad Cities to ensure that we have a coordinated response around homelessness, ensuring that that we are adequately pulling down federal funding, and that the goal of our work and the executive order that Governor Pritzker signed in September of last year was to create an interagency council on homelessness. And the goal of the council is really to understand how state agencies like Human Services, like our Housing Finance Agency, like Public Health and the Department of Aging, are all working together to streamline resources, to streamline strategy around ending homelessness, so that we're all moving collectively towards the same goal. And so our goal is to work with local communities, like the Quad Cities and the Continuum of Care region, to be able to ensure that we have our right-sizing our homeless shelters, that we have enough resources to prevent people from entering homelessness when they have a housing crisis, and then that we're building enough affordable housing and permanent supportive housing, which is housing with wraparound services, to be able to house all members experiencing homelessness in your community.
And I really do want to talk about affordable housing in just a moment, but let's talk quickly about the impact COVID has had on homelessness. We've gotten through some of the worst of COVID. Does that mean we've also gotten through some of the worst of the homeless problem?
So homelessness was really, the plight of homelessness was really highlighted during the COVID pandemic. As communities needed to shelter in place, that if someone does not have a home to shelter safely in, they can't meet those mandates. At the same time, shelters were required to meet social distancing guidelines and reduce their capacity. So communities all across our state and in your community really worked hard to understand how can we help people experiencing homelessness access either a hotel room or some other safe space to be able to shelter in place. So we really commend the work that your community has done in creating safe spaces for folks. And when we think about our homes and we think about COVID, there's so many ways in which our homes keep us healthy, right? When I wake up in the morning, I have electricity, I'm able to have an alarm clock that gets me ready for my day. I know where my medications are because I have safe storage for my medications. I'm able to come down and make breakfast for myself and my family and create and make food that is appropriate for our diets and our health conditions. We can have, when I get dressed, I have the right clothing for the day because I have storage for my clothing and a place to keep clothing for different temperatures throughout the year. And then at night when I come home from work at the day, I have a space where I can share with my family and be with my family and have quiet time if I need that quiet time. So when we think about staying healthy and how our homes help ensure that we are healthy, that's for all of us. And that the work of our plan is really to ensure that all of the members of our community have that same opportunity to be healthy in their home.
As you know, the eviction moratorium ended. I mean, we're seeing more cases of evictions going through the court system. As you know, Rock Island County has kind of a diversion program that's very unique for the state of Illinois. But is that one of the biggest problems that you're seeing right now is families facing evictions?
So part of our work that we will undertake within our plan is to both address unnecessary evictions and really supporting people so that they are able to have the crisis support that they need to prevent evictions. We've also supported the legal supports that folks need in order to within an eviction proceeding. And that we're also looking at, you know, how are we supporting folks from preventing them from entering shelter. So eviction diversion, homeless prevention is a key part of our strategy, in addition to the building of additional affordable and supportive housing.
And as you pointed out, affordable housing is so important, and there is such a lack of it in urban as well as rural areas. And that's one of the toughest things that are being addressed right now, is that you're just not enough affordable houses seemingly everywhere.
Right. I mean, I think nationally, right, we understand that there's a lack of affordable housing, but there's so much that we are hopeful for within this plan around the creation of more affordable housing. We do see that through the investments of the American Rescue Plan, that there's additional investments in affordable housing. And just this week, Governor Pritzker and our colleagues at the Illinois Housing Development Authority announced an additional $55 million to address affordable housing. In that, there is a project that we are very excited about in the Quad Cities, Apoyo Village, will be developed together with the Youth Services Bureau of the Rock Island County and their partners of the Rock Island County Housing Finance Corporation. So we're very excited about this 24-unit building that will be created in your community, because every piece of affordable housing that we're able to build and develop supports ending homelessness. In addition to, I'd like to say, all of the number of landlords throughout your community and throughout communities who have decided that they would like to be able to rent their properties to people who may have experienced homelessness and will end their homelessness through renting their properties to folks. So I think that's also a key strategy in identifying and supporting landlords, private market landlords, who are receiving tenants and taking in tenants who are able to pay a portion of their rent or their rent, all of the rent to housing.
As you well know, there's often a mental health component for the chronic homeless issues across America, as well as in Illinois. Are you trying to meet that demand and that need as well?
Yes, absolutely. And we know that within the population of people experiencing homelessness in Illinois, about 19% of those are living with a mental illness. I mean, it may feel, or folks may feel like it, there are more, but really it's that it's about 19% are living with a mental illness. And we embrace and encourage communities to embrace a housing first model, which means that the first piece is to ensure that someone has access to a warm and safe home, because it's difficult to focus on any health condition, be that a mental health condition or another chronic health, diabetes, for example. Where can people store medications? If you're diabetic, where can you store your insulin? For other types of meds or support that people may need, it's very difficult to maintain those health regimens without a home. So within a housing first model, it really is that the first place is just to ensure that someone has an apartment of their own, and then to be able to bring in the supports and to support someone in being able to make the choice to engage in their mental health treatment.
We always think of homelessness as kind of an urban issue, but is it almost worse in rural areas because it's hidden so much?
Yeah. So I think that, you know, we just completed listening sessions all across the state in order to create our new plan to prevent and homelessness. And in that, spent a lot of time in rural communities where they're very clear about the challenges that rural communities face in addressing homelessness. For one, that it is more hidden, right? Where in urban communities, you may see folks living in encampments or very visibly living on the street, where in rural communities, people experiencing homelessness may be living in cars on property, on large properties, or living in barns. And in that said, that the folks that work in homelessness within rural communities can very clearly talk about the outreach and engagement that they are able to meet and try and support folks in rural communities. But we know that this is not an urban problem only. It really is felt and shared by households and families all over our state. And it really is our goal to understand how we can support families, regardless of if they live in the city or in more rural communities.
Our thanks to the first Illinois State Homelessness Chief, Christine Haley. And if you need help in Illinois, you can call anytime 211 to get help from the state's Department of Human Services.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.